BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is The Wise Woman of Abel.
David replaced Joab with Amasa as commander of the army. He said to him, "Gather my troops in 3 days so we can hunt down Sheba." Amasa started gathering the army, but wasn't back in 3 days. David said to Abishai, "We must act fast if we're to defeat Sheba. Go after him immediately." Joab joined his brother, and together they quickly organized an army. Along the way to capture Sheba, Amasa finally caught up with him. Joab walked over to him. "Amasa, my cousin, how are you?" He drew Amasa closer to greet him with a kiss, but instead stabbed him in the stomach. Joab turned and left him dying on the side of the road. Joab and the army chased Sheba all around the country. He finally held up in a city called Abel Beth Micaiah. Joab's troops laid siege on the city and built a ramp against its wall. In the city lived a woman known for her wisdom. She went to the wall and yelled out to Joab, "People come to Abel to get the best advice. That's because we know how to solve problems. So why would you want to destroy a valuable resource like Abel?"
"We're not here to destroy your city. Give us Sheba and we'll leave you alone."
The woman went and talked to the city officials. They trusted her wisdom, so they caught Sheba, cut off his head, and threw it out to Joab. Once he saw it, he blew the ram's horn, and his army went home.
For a more complete version of the daily story, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.